This is a guided body scan meditation. So taking some time to prepare for the body scan, so finding a time and a place where you can be by yourself, with yourself, and able to give yourself a time of nurturing, a time of tuning in to your experience, however that is. So choosing a place where you can lie down, if you're happy to lie down, if you'd rather sit in a chair, then finding a chair, and letting people know around you that you wish to be undisturbed, perhaps turning the phone off, just setting up the conditions where you'll be able to devote yourself more wholeheartedly to this practice. And seeing this as a chance to spend some time for you, some time on your own, attending to your experience without needing to get anything right, without worrying about getting it wrong, although these kind of judgments may appear in your mind, but realizing that the body scan is a practice where the task is to simply pay attention, to notice whatever is arising in the body and in the mind, to follow the instructions as best you can. So coming to lie down on a mat or a thick blanket or the floor or on your bed if it's not too soft, if the mattress is not too soft, and just arranging your body in a way that gives you the most sense of relaxation and comfort. So you might choose to have the knees bent and the feet flat on the ground. That can often be a better support for the lower back. You might want a little bit of extra padding somewhere under your shoulders or under the lower back. Letting the arms rest either by your side or resting on your body, anywhere where the shoulders can feel they can soften and widen, letting go of tension where you can, giving some support to the back of the head, a blanket or a paperback book, not too much, but sufficiently to allow the back of the neck to feel long so the chin isn't pointing upwards. Making sure you're warm enough. Perhaps you need a blanket. Perhaps you need more clothing. So setting yourself up in this way. You need not do anything. Remain sitting at your table and listen. Just wait, and you need not even wait. Just become quiet and still and solitary, and the world will offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet. And now, having heard these lines from Franz Kafka, starting to take your attention to the whole of the back of the body. If you're lying down, the contact that your body is making with the floor, from the back of the head, through the shoulders and the back, to the buttocks, the legs, the feet. Starting to tune in, starting to move up a little more closely to the feeling of your body here, now, resting on the ground or sitting in a chair, and being aware of whatever is presenting itself to you without having to chase any particular experience. We're not trying to make anything happen. We're not trying to make ourselves relax. although that may happen. You may fall asleep. And if you do feel drowsy, seeing what effect it has if you keep your eyes open some of the time to revitalize your energy. If you get uncomfortable, of course, please move, please adjust what you're doing. And at the same time, making a commitment to staying with the practice right through to the end. Whatever happens, it's okay. But staying with it, staying attentive to whatever arises, including any urge to stop, to get up, to suddenly need to make a cup of tea, to suddenly send an email, to suddenly do something else. Just noticing these impulses arising, perhaps arising in the body, perhaps a kind of feeling of impatience, a tension in the body. And knowing that we can feel these impulses and still decide, I will stay here until the end of the body scan practice. Now starting to feel your breathing, starting to feel the breath entering your body, leaving your body, the breath coming in through the nose perhaps, or the mouth, the feeling of the air moving from the world outside into your body, and any movement you can feel as your body responds to each in-breath and each out-breath. Letting your breathing be just as it is, whether it's deeper or shallow, fast or slow, smooth or rough. Allowing your breathing to be just as it is, no need to change anything, no striving. Just this breath coming in and this breath going out. And then as you follow an out breath going out, moving your attention down your body, down into your right leg, from the right hip, the thigh, to the knee, the calf, the ankle, all the way down to your right foot, and the contact of your right foot with the ground, the heel, the toes. I'm bringing this quite detailed, particular attention now, as best you can, to the feeling of your right foot and your big toe and little toe, and the toes in between, any sense of weight or warmth or tingling or itching, any contact with clothing, the sense of pressure and touch where your foot makes contact with the floor. Allowing it all to be just as it is, when that can include no particular sensation coming back, no particular feeling there. Just noting what that's like. Okay, nothing much there. Letting that be okay. Letting that be good enough. Aware of the bottom of the foot and the top of the foot. And the ankle. The ankle bones, the ankle joint. And shifting your attention now up into the lower leg, from the ankle to the knee, the calf muscle, the shin bone, the sense of the muscle hanging, the contact with clothing, temperature, tightness in the muscles or ease. And you may find already your mind has wandered away many times into the future, into the past, into planning or worrying or scheming. And that's completely natural. This is what our minds do. And we're not trying to stop this, but when we notice it, starting to train our attention to come back to wherever the guidance is in the body scan. So coming back now to your lower leg, your right lower leg, and your right knee, the knee joint, the shape of the knee, the kneecap, the back of the knee, aware of the surface of the knee, the skin, the muscles, and deeper into the joint, the ligaments. And then up into the thigh, the right thigh, the long thigh bone, the large thigh muscle wrapping itself around the shape of the thigh. Any sensations here? Being curious, exploring your right thigh. Whatever's there or not there, whatever you're aware of, tuning into it, listening in. All the way up to the hip on the outside, the groin on the inside. And being aware now of the whole of your right leg. From the hip all the way down, the thigh, the knee, calf, the ankle, and the foot itself. And as you take your next in-breath, playing with the possibility that the breath can travel from the middle of the body all the way into the right leg, all the way through the leg as if it's a hollow, and all the way out to your toes. So the in-breath moving down the leg and all the way out to the toes. And as you breathe out, the breath being drawn back up from the toes. So playing with this if it suits you, if it doesn't suit you, just being aware of the whole leg stretching out from the hip. And then as you next breathe out, shifting your attention across the pelvis and taking your awareness down your left leg, down the thigh, down the knee, the lower leg, the ankle, and out to your left foot, to your left heel, your left sole of the foot, and the toes, the big toe. How is it on this side of the body? The little toe. And the toes in between. Exploring with exquisite detail any and all sensations here. The spaces between the toes. Warmth or coolness. Tingling. Itchiness, the contact with the floor, skin against socks or tights. Again, allowing it all to be just as it is without trying to make it different, noticing any judgments. It's not okay, it's not enough, I'm not feeling enough, I'm not doing as well as I should be. And noticing these judgments appearing in the mind. And coming back to your left foot and any sensations along the bottom of the foot, along the top of the foot, and into the ankle joint, and the lower leg, calf and shin. And if at any time during the body scan you find that you're getting overwhelmed or lost, or you feel a need to step back from your experience because it's too intense in any way, it's always fine to override what I'm saying and coming back to your own breathing sensations in the center of the body. finding a home there, finding a sense of refuge and peace by returning at any time that you need to the breath coming in and the breath going out. So now back to the left leg, the left knee, this complicated joint, the hinge joint, takes us upstairs, helps us walk, bending, back of the knee, sides of the knee, and at above the thigh bone, the thigh muscles, the shape of the thigh muscles wrapping around all the way up to the hip area and the groin on the inside. So once again, aware of the whole of the left leg and the possibility of the breath travelling down the whole length of the leg, from the hip to the knee to the ankle to the foot. The in-breath moving all the way into the toes of the left foot and being drawn back up from the left foot as you breathe out. Letting the breath sweep down the left leg, bringing your awareness, bringing your interest and curiosity into the whole of your left leg. And then as you breathe out next, letting go of the left leg and bringing your attention to the pelvis, to that area in the middle of the body, the bones of the pelvis resting on the back of the pelvis, the organs within, and the curving of the pelvis cradling the soft organs. Breathing into this area now and breathing out. And then starting to move your attention into the lower back, the base of the spine, the back of the waist, an area that many people feel some discomfort in. So aware of your spine, aware of the muscles on either side of the spine, moving up the back, into the middle of the back, to the area of the shoulder blades, back of the ribs, and any sense of movement here from the breathing as you breathe in and breathe out, the changing contact with the floor, pulsing with the breathing. And allowing the breath to travel now into the whole of the back, from the upper back all the way down to the back of the waist, the lower back, this whole area filling with breath, and breathing out from there. And then coming round to the front of the body, the front of the torso, to the area of the abdomen, of the belly. Aware of any sensations here, of rising perhaps with the in-breath, of stretching, of then falling back, releasing as you breathe out. without trying to manufacture anything, without trying to change anything, just whatever is happening there for you, and staying in touch with where your mind goes and bringing it back when you need to, aware of how you're feeling, aware of judgments coming in about how things should be and how they're different from how they are, and settling back into the next in-breath and the next out-breath, feeling it down there in the abdomen, and starting to shift your attention up the front of the body to the solar plexus, the organs within, the intestines, up to the ribs, the lungs, filling and emptying with air, any movement you can feel in the rib cage, the heart beating within, allowing your experience to be just as it is, bringing your interest, bringing your curiosity, a sense of adventure, a sense of exploration to this mysterious thing we call the body, that we can so often neglect and not pay attention to. So the body scan is an opportunity to become better acquainted, more familiar, more intimate with our own bodies. And now the attention moving from the rib cage to the top of the chest, the collarbone area, and out to the shoulders, another area that many of us feel tightness and tension and discomfort sometimes. Being aware of your left shoulder, your right shoulder. Sensations here of tightness or ease or discomfort, or lack of discomfort. And then moving the attention down the arms, down the left arm, down the right arm, and all the way out to your fingers, to the left hand, to the right hand, out to the tips of the fingers and the thumbs and the nails, the knuckles, the air moving between the fingers, contact of your hands with the floor or your body or the blanket, the back of the hands, palms of the hands, feeling light or feeling heavy, warm or cool, tender or relaxed, painful. Whatever you're finding there in your hands. And then the wrists and the forearms, up to the elbows. And the contact of the elbows with the ground, the hardness of the outside and the softness of the inside. The upper arms, biceps, triceps, carrying muscles, lifting muscles. And back to the shoulders. And now as you breathe in, allowing the breath to travel from the center of the body down both arms and out to the fingers and thumbs. And as you breathe out, the breath drawing back from the fingers up the arms, back to the center of the body and out. Imaginatively playing with that possibility that the breath can move around the body in this way, if it suits you to do this. Letting it all be as it is, bringing your mind back. Any time it moves away, it might happen a million times And we bring it back a million times, gently, firmly, noticing judgment, noticing criticism. And then bringing awareness now to your neck, the back of the neck, any sense of ease here, or tightness, or tension, and the throat, sensations of the breath moving into the throat, or swallowing. And up from the neck into the head, the space of the head and the face, starting with the chin and the cheeks and the mouth, the lips, together or apart, inside the mouth, dryness, moisture, tastes, the tongue and the teeth. The nose, the nostrils, breathing, air against the tips of the nostrils, and the eyes, feeling quiet or tired or tense or at ease, the eyelids, and the eyebrows. The ears and the forehead, lines of tension or feeling relaxed, warm or colder, air against the skin, and the scalp and the back of the head, and the contact, the heaviness of the head resting on a blanket or a block or a book. And breathing up into the whole space of the head, letting the breath come up from below to fill the space of the head with the in-breath. And the breath leaving the space of the head as you breathe out. And now starting to get a sense of the whole body, from the crown of the head all the way down to the tips of the toes, a sense of wholeness in the body, a sense of completeness, nothing else needed, fine just as you are in this moment, breathing in and breathing out. And if you'd like to imagine that there's a small hole at the top of the head, the size of a 50 pence piece, and the air can be drawn into the body through that hole. So the whole body fills with air, drawn in as if the body's hollow. The air moves down and travels all the way down into the toes on the in-breath, and then as you breathe out, breath comes back up from the toes, sweeps up the body, and back out through the hole at the top of the head. Trying this out, if you'd like to. If you're not keen to, that's fine. Just staying with the breath and the body as a whole. Imagining the breath filling with air, the body filling with the breath. Letting things be just as they are in this moment now. and introducing the idea, dropping in the idea that we're moving towards the end of the body scan without any need to do anything quickly, taking your time, bringing this practice gradually to a close in whatever way suits you. If you're lying on the ground, you might like to start to move your fingers, start to move your toes, perhaps drawing the knees in towards the chest, hugging the knees in towards you, just stretching out the lower back if that's got a bit stiff from lying still. And then, if it suits you, you can roll over onto one side and spend a few moments lying there on your side, feeling the changing contact of the floor against the side of the body now. Aware of how you're feeling, what your state of mind is. And then from that lying on your side position, gradually moving over to come onto all fours, using your arms, looking after your back. And if it's at all possible, putting in a little space between the end of the body scan and any activity you need to engage with next in your day. And in this way, bringing the body scan to a close.